My name's Charles Nicklin, and I was in the very final episode of Are You Being Served, playing the TV director. I got involved. I'd just come back from living in America, and I got contacted by, because I was in Equity and Spotlight, I got contacted by Robin Carr, who was a producer and had done a lot of Perry and Croft and various other stuff. And he called me in for a casting, which was fantastic. And I knew Robin from when I was at drama college. So Robin Carr called me, and I knew Robin. He was a year above me at drama school. And we went to a small drama school in Coventry, which was a bit of a prototype for the what you call the performing art schools that you get today. And it was a fantastic little drama school that it was one of very few outside of London. And Robin was in the year above me. And I'd gone off and become, after college, I'd gone off and become an actor. And Robin had got into television and was working behind the scenes as a production manager, I think, and then he became a producer. I'm not quite sure how his career went, but he was a great chap, and he was great because he'd called other people in, and other people from college had worked, and Robin was a really generous, good person who gave a lot of people that he knew needed jobs, and he was great. So much appreciated from Robin Carr. Well, I didn't know. I'd been living in America, so a lot of the Perry and Croft stuff had become, I did know Dad's Army, and I knew most of the shows, but I hadn't obviously been watching lots of them regularly because I was living abroad. So I didn't know Are You Being Served that well. So I had no idea it was the last one. I didn't know that is what I'm trying to say. You know, I turned up and I knew the faces, and I knew the TV series quite well, but I didn't realize that it was coming to an end and all of that. So and it was quite a wacky one. It was all set around them appearing on TV and the whole production going crazy and falling apart. And Mike Berry sang a song in it, and it was it was quite an experience. Yeah, I mean, it was. I have to say, it was a really great experience, because there were so many people in it who I'd known and who were household names. And for some reason, I can't remember exactly, it's a long time ago, but I did spend quite a few days in the rehearsal studios, which was really good fun. And, you know, it was fantastic to work with Molly and Arthur and, you know, all of the regulars, they were very welcoming, and it was great, and I was very much appreciated. I mean, one of the great things when you work on those sorts of shows, it's actually quite difficult when you've only got a small part and you come in briefly, where they've been doing it for weeks and weeks and months and years, and you've got to come in and try to, you know, be on the spot and nail everything very quickly. And so it was nice to go in and get some rehearsal and feel comfortable about it, because obviously it went out with a live audience. So, and I was used to the theatre, so the way of working was quite good for me. And I'd been working in film, where you literally get hardly any rehearsal. You turn up for the day, you do your bit, and you're gone. Whereas this was quite nice, because we had the rehearsal time. You know, I could sit in the, I can't remember what it was, but there was like a green room or a cafeteria or something at the rehearsal studios. And I remember sitting there with Molly talking about Jimmy Clitheroe and all these things that she'd done in the past, and John Inman, and they were all very, very friendly. And the girl that played my sidekick in the TV studio was a girl called Susie Aitchison. And it was quite interesting to talk to her because she was the daughter of June Whitfield, who again is a household name. And obviously she was trying to make her way as an actress, and we talked a lot. And then in rehearsals, we also had Nick Ross, who is the TV he was a news person, a journalist, I suppose you'd call him, newsreader, and was famous for Crime Watch eventually. He was very friendly, and it was nice to have time to sort of sit and talk, because I can't remember how many days I did, but it was definitely more than one day. There was more than, you know, I didn't just go in. So I would do the rehearsals and then go back in for some more rehearsals. And so I must have done 2 or 3 days, I think. And then there was the day of the filming, where you sit around a lot waiting to do it. And that was quite an experience. So, yeah, it was one of those things that I wish I could have done more of them. They're a format that a lot of actors understand, because if you come from a theatre background, you very much enjoy rehearsing and then performing, and you've got a live audience, so it's very, you know, it's very fulfilling. And I think one of the great things when you become a regular on a series like that is it gives you time to relax, and you feel very much part of the whole thing, and it gives you more confidence. The strange thing was, because it was about a live TV show, the whole program worked, the whole of the episode worked towards the fact that they were going to a studio to perform this song live on some live TV show. So I played the TV director, so I had to actually film my parts in the studio that the room where the vision mixers and the directors actually sit when you're actually making the show. So yeah, I mean, once the main bit of filming was done, then we went up into the gallery, as they call it, and shot my sequences with Susie. I suppose I liked all of them, but and Arthur was very friendly. Everyone was very friendly. So Molly Sugden was, you know, somebody that I was incredibly impressed with. And Wendy Richards was an interesting person, because she was one of those actresses that never really stopped working. And so it was absolutely amazing to see how relaxed she was. You know, as I said, I'd come from a film background where, you know, you're called in, you do your bit, and you know, everything stops, whereas these guys are used to working on television, where you rehearse and you chat and you talk, and Wendy Richards is sitting there doing the crossword, and every day she does the crossword and everybody chips in, and so it was an interesting experience. But yeah, Molly Sugden was for me, the standout person to meet, because I'd followed her from a young child. She was in things, like I said, she was in things when I was a young child watching. I think she was in Jimmy Clitheroe, and she was in The Clitheroe Kid. And then she came through and she was on, did all these TV shows. So, you know, and she was just a normal person, you know, she was, all of that stuff that was behind the writing was not Molly Sugden. Although she was very funny, she was a funny person. There's two things that I'll share with you that are quite interesting, and that is that in the series, the thing that goes wrong is they've got a recording, and they want to play the recording, and they've recorded it at the wrong speed, so it comes across all funny looking. And of course, in those days, you know, we didn't have VHSs and all of that stuff, and well, in fact, they were probably just coming in and they were starting to become known, but you know, video technology was not well known to everybody, so I hadn't a clue what they were talking about. So you had to say all these lines that you didn't understand. But obviously then a few years later, you it's second nature, you know all about those things. The other thing that is not so much about being in the show, but eventually, I quit working as an actor and I went behind the camera and became a producer-director myself. And this took me all across Europe, working with people from Germany and Italy and all across Europe. And sometimes in America, actually. I think it even happened in America. And I'd have these people phone me up and say, Charles, I've seen you in Are Being. Are you being served? You are in Are Being. You are in Are You Being Served? It's you. And all these people, it's just amazing how people see these small parts that I had and saw me in it and would call me up. This is years later, and recognize me from it, and because they're fans of British comedies. No, I never got asked to do any more. I think things changed after once the show ended. They did do some other shows, but number one, I'm not sure whether Robin was involved with them. And number two, it kind of was becoming the end of the era, I think. So the connections weren't made anymore. And anyway, by about 87, around there, I decided to go behind the camera anyway. So, you know, I wasn't available. So, you know, I went off and did some theatre for a while. And once I'd done a few tours of theatre, I decided I wanted to do something different anyway. So, no, I never did. And I did a few phone calls with Robin over the years, and we talked about what he was doing, and he was doing different things and I was doing different things. I think he was doing quite a lot in this corporate sector. So yeah, we all moved on.